I've been stuck in the house for the past week, trying to keep away from people. But it's a beautiful morning this morning with the sun out. So I've come just up the road from where I live to the Lochardinning Wildlife Reserve. There's birch trees and heather and bracken and a sense of open space. And if I drop down over the brow of this hill, I'll even be away from the road noise. The main road from Morgai to Killearn is just behind me. I've not actually been here before. There's dozens of small paths that you can pick up and follow through the woods, just like I'm doing. So you don't need to come into contact with other people, or if you do, you can give them a wave and a wide berth. So it's a perfect place to come and enjoy a bit of nature. And round here, where the woods get a bit thicker, there's quite a lot of birdsong, which has a particularly calming effect, doesn't it? It's just something that's good to hear. Walking along the path from the lock into the reserve now. I'm early enough for there to be some ice still sparkling on the path, a little bit of water there frozen over and catching the sunlight. It's the kind of thing you like to see. It's a bit of nature at work. And I can honestly say that just getting out here this morning is making me feel a whole lot better. Just walking around in here, there's a slight breeze, lovely sunshine, carpet of twigs and leaves on the ground still from the autumn, and some big views when you come out onto a hill, as I'm about to here. So from here you can see the whole sweep of the Campsie Hills in front of you. Again, just starting to get greener after the winter. And then in the other direction, you can see woodland. I've come down to Lochardinning itself now, to the Loch Shore, which is nice and muddy, but actually looking out across it with the sun glinting on it and the wind just rippling the surface, it is a stunning place. There's a stand of trees on the far side, a little fence running into the water there. It is absolutely picture postcard beautiful. You know, balm to the soul is perhaps a hackneyed phrase, but a place like this just makes you feel better. I'm not very good on my bird identification, but I have seen a big raven swooping across the grass there, and I'm listening to some beautiful bird song in the woods here now. I'm just looking at a small robin on a tree. He's just bounced onto the branch behind it now, but he's still there looking around for something to eat, I think. Small pack of crows there, just flying up and around. Further along by the loch, there's some nice old trees. I think they're probably willows, and they've got lovely moss and lichen on them. And of course, this kind of lichen is an indicator that the air quality here, even though you're only, I suppose, 6 or 7 miles outside Glasgow city centre, the air quality here is really good if it's got a good lot of hairy lichen on it. Looking through this tree where I've been admiring are like, and I've just spotted a swan calmly sitting on one of the pools among the reed beds. It's got its head buried in its neck, as it were. There's bits of information posted up around the place about what's going on around you. The broken ground behind the fence over to my left here is the Muir House Quarry. And apparently when the quarry was working, it was a sandstone quarry, and the sandstone was taken out, crushed and graded. It's kind of a gritstone, what in the north of England is known as a gritstone. And it gives very high quality sand, and the conglomerate stuck in it gives an aggregate that can be used for making paths and that sort of thing. So that's an interesting bit of information that you learn just by coming out. Paths aren't always dry in places like this, but a pair of boots on and you're fine. I've actually not seen a soul since I got here. The car park at the bottom is usually pretty busy, in fact, when I come past. But there was only one car there today. I suppose it's quite early yet. But I've got the place to myself. Oh, having said that, I've just seen a chap with two dogs coming towards me. So I'll give him a wave. Hi there. And getting up the hill. Top of the hill now. It's nice, there's a bit of an old quarry here as well, I think. And just the most fabulous views right up into the highlands where I can see the snow-capped mountains. So there is another rise beyond that, a bigger hill to climb with a cairn. But I'm heading back now, having had my bit of fresh air, and I can go back to my little home office and carry on working.